We're going to continue in our worship service sharing what it means with the Trinity and how the Trinity works together for our salvation to bring us close to God Himself. We share these words. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I ask the congregation to rise as we go before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. For Christians throughout the world, that our divisions decrease and our sense of oneness in Christ increase. O Lord, make us one. For the President, for Congress, for our Governor, and for elected officials that all work for the common good. O Lord,
make us one.
That this nation, so divided along political lines, would repent of our hatred of those who differ from us, based on our one common humanity. Discuss our differences with reason and kindness. O Lord,
make us one.
For those in need in our community, especially those that we name today, John and Holly, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Steve, Alan, Marlene, Nicole, Melissa, Bev, Virginia, Aaron, Carol, Ann, Brian, Mike, Addie, Teresa, Greg, Anna, Larry, David, and the Grassel family as they recently gathered to mourn the death of Brandy's mother. We pray for the sick, those facing surgery, those with terminal illness, that with one voice we speak God's ever-present love for them with our visits and our prayers. O Lord, as you bless the disciples gathered in Jerusalem, awaiting the promised Spirit, so bless us by hearing our prayers as we await the coming of Jesus, the beginning and the end, in whose name we pray today.
Amen. Amen.